podcast number 2, Avoiding Triggers.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
A trigger happens when a person, place, thing, or emotion causes you to have an urge to smoke.
When you smoke with certain people or certain places, you do certain things that may become triggers.
Emotions can be triggers. If you smoke when you are stressed, angry, tired, bored, those associations become so ingrained that those emotions can trigger you to smoke.
Certain times of the day, like morning or before bedtime, can be triggers. Even season changes can be triggers to smoke. It may take a while to identify your personal triggers, but once you identify them, you can learn to avoid them until they no longer trigger you to smoke.
It is important to avoid those triggers as much as possible in the first few weeks after quitting. Over time, triggers to smoke have less of an impact on your behavior.
In other words, it becomes easier to choose not to use tobacco even if you are exposed to one of your old triggers. Listen to see if you can identify the triggers in the podcast, and it may help you discover some of yours.
So what's going down for today?
Today's the day Andre picked to stop smoking.
Yeah, this has been a weird couple of weeks.
What do you mean?
I've been paying attention and noticing when I want to smoke.
You mean it's not just a random thing?
No. For one thing, it's always in the morning.
I thought you couldn't smoke in your crib.
I can't, so as soon as I go out, I have my first smoke.
Do you wait until you get in the car?
Yeah. It's like I can't start my car without a cigarette.
That is weird.
So you can't drive without a cigarette?
Yes. No. It's crazy, right? This morning, I had a couple of puffs, then I put it out and started driving. I got to a place where they're fixing the road and traffic was all backed up, and I'm thinking that I might be late for work. I finally got past the traffic, and some guy cut right in front of me. I was really mad, and I...
Let me guess. You lit up another cigarette.
Yeah, I guess I was mad and stressed out.
So driving and getting stressed out and mad are triggers to smoke.
You have to avoid the triggers.
He can't avoid his car. He has to get to work.
Well, when my girlfriend quit, she kept her cigarettes in her trunk for a while. She had to get out of the car if she wanted to smoke. I could try that.
But what happens if some idiot driver makes you mad?
My brother gave me the stress ball and told me to squeeze it if I get stressed. I guess I could keep it in the car.
Great, we solved all the triggers.
Not exactly.
Uh-oh, more triggers.
Everything was fine until I got to work. I was really telling myself to delay the next cigarette, and I was fine and didn't need it. I told myself I would wait until lunchtime and see if I felt like having a cigarette. I was busy and everything was cool for a few hours. Then my friend Sam came by and asked me to take a break with him.
Smoking Sam.
Yeah, he offered me a cigarette and I told him that I was trying to quit. So he asked me just to come out on a break to keep him company. The thing was that I wasn't even thinking about a cigarette until he started smoking, but the urge was so strong when I smelled the smoke that I ended up taking a couple of puffs of my own cigarette. I put it out because I was so mad at myself for lighting up in the first place.
Smoking Sam is a trigger.
Yeah, but he's my friend too. We went out last weekend with our girlfriends.
Where did you go?
We went to a movie. Then the girls were hungry, so we went out for wings.
At least you couldn't smoke in a movie theater.
Yeah, but we had a beer with the wings, and...
The beer was a trigger.
Well, it would have been, but lucky for me, it was a no-smoking restaurant. But I was sure thinking about smoking a cigarette after we left.
So food can be a trigger, too.
I told you, it's weird how I see things I never saw before. I didn't realize how many things make me think about smoking.
Is there anything that doesn't make you want to smoke?
One thing. When I said goodnight to my girlfriend, she said my breath didn't smell like a cigarette, and that meant more kissing time for me.
That's what it is.
This concludes podcast number 2, Avoiding Triggers. Tune in next week to learn about how to manage your cravings.